Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, glad you're back with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's a Wednesday, the third day of December, and you've got much, much better road conditions. I can't believe it. I don't think Sue Thomas could believe it yesterday. I was listening to her on Reardon's show in the afternoon. She had to be thinking after that commute yesterday morning, wow, we're going to have to go through this again this afternoon. But enough traffic on these snow-covered roads clearly dissipated some of the snow, because it certainly wasn't the highway cleaning crews that got it done on the Missouri side of the river, largely, it didn't seem.
I was just overjoyed to see the commute was much better this morning. I mean, it wasn't, but yesterday, I mean, we're driving in and it was snow-packed roads, couldn't even see the lanes. I mean, it's starkly different this morning, which is great.
Very much so. So, I don't know, have you seen this video? Because I don't even know, I've heard the name. I've heard my daughter mention this young lady's name. But listen to this song. See if it rings a bell with you, Kim. So this is apparently Sabrina Carpenter. And the White House put out a video of ICE agents arresting illegals and putting cuffs on them, and every time she'd say, "Have you tried this one?" it cuts to a video of a new illegal with in cuffs or being cuffed by ICE, and the White House put it out. And of course, like they tend to do on the left in Hollywood, Sabrina Carpenter rushed out to demand on X or whichever platform she used that they were not allowed to use her song Short and Sweet is the name of the
I've never heard of
song
it.
By Sabrina Carpenter.
I know of her. I don't love her music. Do they have a right to do that? Does an artist have a right to do that?
I guess if they have it licensed, because I remember during the campaign, some of the lefties decided they didn't want Trump using their music in his rallies.
Oh, that's right.
Clearly, you know, the Village people didn't feel that way.
Oh, they loved it.
They've got a resurgence. She just doesn't realize how much more money she could make if how many more people were exposed to your song. Anyway, the White House said, "We're not going to apologize for deporting dangerous criminals, illegal murderers, rapists, and pedophiles from our country. Anyone who would defend those sick monsters must be stupid or slow." So I don't know if they've discontinued the use of it or not, but Sabrina Carpenter's a little mad at the White House.
It's a little rage baity, we know the White House was doing it to troll people. Right? I mean, we know they're just stirring the pot. Trump's great at that, and clearly so is his staff. I mean, it's funny, but they were just doing that to elicit some angry people on the left.
Probably. They should have just gone back and pulled out the It's No Fun Being an Illegal Alien Genesis song from like 1978.
I think you played that on the radio, didn't you?
I played it a few times. Like, it's not in general circulation anymore. I've got it in my archives here, and should have thought to bring it up. That would be the perfect one, because I'm sure they wouldn't mind at all, although radio stations don't play the song anymore because it was so politically incorrect. The video with Phil Collins with a little dark mustache on and wearing a sombrero. It looked like one of the videos of Hakeem Jeffries wearing the sombrero that they all got so mad about.
I don't remember that.
Well, cultural appropriation from 1978 or 79 or whenever that song came out.
A lot of things that used to be acceptable are no longer acceptable.
No longer okay around here, apparently. All right, coming up, we've got Jimmy Fail, a host of Fox Across America. Almost said Frost because there's Frost out Fox Across America. We'll get to him here in a couple of minutes. So right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but...
Get out of here, he says. Get him out of here. I'm surprised he didn't use that line again. Yeah, he's right. If you don't like it, go back home. Don't try to go to Congress and transform America into Somalia. We don't need that.
And yeah. Carrie, like, he was leaning on her because the left foot doesn't function in the same way that it used to. I mean, yeah. He's in trouble. And he's very ill, and no one is talking about that. So,
Rosie O'Donnell trying to make the argument that there's something wrong with Donald Trump. Rosie O'Donnell, let me repeat that, trying to make the argument that there's something physically and mentally wrong with the current president of the United States while she was deathly silent when the demented one was president of the United States just a year ago.
What you just witnessed with Jessica's explanation here is Democrats in search of their next hoax, their next scandal. Let me break this down for you.
John,
this happens all the time.
Democrat
and Trump administration
longer.
Won. No, he was referring to the fact the laws of war as if the Washington Post story was true. The Washington Post story is not true.
Yeah, Kayleigh McEnany having to school Tarloff on the five last night. She's still all in. The Democrats are still all in on war crimes and how dare you kill narco terrorists. They're more worried about that than the fentanyl that is killing the children of America.
Designated terrorist organizations. Now, a number of us here served in the military and spent 20 years fighting terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS on the other side of the world. How do you treat Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Do you arrest them and treat them, pat them on the head and say, don't do that again? Or do you end the problem directly by taking a lethal kinetic approach?
Yeah, I'm for option B there. Thank you very much, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War. His favorite comment that he made yesterday, Kim, I don't know if you got to see much of the cabinet meeting. I got to see some clips from it afterwards. My favorite comment about that is from Hegseth was simply that this is how we do things these days. We're not going back to the days of when we just let them go. We're not doing that. And the media is like dumbfounded that he's backing this admiral. They just can't believe that he would say something like that. And I couldn't have been happier. You know, the other thing we haven't talked about, maybe we talk about it with Fela here coming up in a minute, is this amount of money, that private money that the Dells have put into an account for your children, for the children of America. I mean, this could be huge if it's not radically mishandled by our government. I hope it's not. Maybe we'll get some more details from Taylor Riggs from the Big Money Show at the bottom of the hour. Could be a big boost, obviously, for investments, for Wall Street, for a lot of different things, but for the future of children who, starting off life, are going to have some money in the bank and then can watch it grow, won't have access to it
till they're 18,
but can watch it grow until they can use it to pay for education or buy a house or whatever.
Here's what I'm confused about. I thought that this was already set in motion with a big, beautiful bill. Is it just that we didn't really have the funding set up and now this big donation is
no, the big, beautiful bill set up accounts for newborn children, I believe, after the first of the year. So children born in 2026 would be eligible for that $1,000 deposit. This is something different.
So this is in addition to
that? Yes,
yes. So, okay, so multiple accounts for children.
Well, it'd probably be the same account, but the money
multiple
would go into
revenue
that.
Revenue streams, I should say.
Yeah,
maybe.
And then they get to understand what compound interest is. I mean, it's going to be a game changer.
Huge.
It's going to be huge for sure. All right, Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America, coming up. In just a couple minutes, he's going to be in town in January. We'll have all the details straight ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Designated terrorist organizations. Now, a number of us here served in the military and spent 20 years fighting terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS on the other side of the world. How do you treat Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Do you arrest them and treat them, pat them on the head and say, don't do that again? Or do you end the problem directly by taking a lethal kinetic approach?
Hey, girl. Jimmy Failla in the house from Fox Across America.
All right, Jimmy Failla, when's the last time you heard that Genesis song played on the radio?
The nice thing about the Mark Cox show is it's also a karaoke party, and a lot of people forget that.
I dug that up because I know the White House got mad at the White House because they played a Sabrina Carpenter song under some video of illegals being arrested, and I'm like, why didn't they just pull out the Genesis song? That would have been so much better.
I agree. No, listen, man. The problem with this whole administration is Democrats are not, you're supposed to work with it, not against it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're good at pop culture. That's why I'm working on a Tom Holman children's book called Where's Oswaldo? And there's money to be made here.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely. I'm watching this whole thing blow up, Jimmy, over the boats being blown up. Now, my thought is if you weren't mad when you bombed it originally, and I know some of them aren't happy about that, why do you care more when they bombed it a second time?
That's the funniest thing in the world to me, especially when you think of, like, the humanity of it. So you're supposed to let these guys just sit out there and drown on the boat? Like, it doesn't end good for them. Do they sing Baby Shark till a parent shark shows up and eats them? Like, how does that work exactly? And, you know what this is, man. It's the latest performative attempt to create a hysteria that they absolutely don't care about. You know, remember release the Epstein files? That was like the only drumbeat in media 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, they signed all the documents, but we just forgot they were doing that. You know, and that's the point. Obama drone struck a wedding. Biden killed a family of 10. The Democrat reaction to that was get them next time, you know. And now we're killing actual narco-terrorists. And they're like, how dare you? And the Democrats should be excited because now that these guys are dead, there's a good chance they'll vote Democrat in the next election.
It's true. There's somebody said to me one time when I started doing talk radio a long time ago, you know, one of these days you're going to have to work for a living because every day they lay something new in your lap, Jimmy.
Yeah, they do. But it's like a buffet of stupid. Seriously, I just got back. I was on the road doing stand-up. I'm like, wow, it's the first week of December. Things will level out a little bit. And I open up my TV, and the Democrats are, you know, human shielding Somali fraud and drug terrorists. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to use the tongs to throw either of these items on my buffet tray, but here we go.
And that's what's crazy about it, is the liberals will use any sort of an excuse to try to say, well, this is really why they did that. They're actually oppressed. The fact that Tim Walz was more or less turning a blind eye, it sounds like, to the whole situation with them, what, billions of dollars in Minnesota?
And
they were,
weren't
they, did I hear that they were claiming they had autism, or a kid had
autism,
and they were using that to basically pull all this money that they weren't supposed to have?
Yeah, and what's so insane about it, too, is his defense was, well, we can't be targeting these people because they came here because they were oppressed and they were facing a civil war. I'm like, whoa. 40% of the people in Somalia got this money, meaning they didn't even come here. They didn't even, like, do, you know, fight the ground war, for better or for worse, get on a plane or jump on a ship. We're actually just sending the money to them in Somalia, which is bananas. But, I mean, do you really want fraud advice from the guy who told us he was in the Tiananmen Square massacre, and then it turns out he just had a fortune cookie once in 1994.
But he can be a knucklehead sometimes, and he admits that himself, right? You got to have grace for him.
That is my favorite one ever. But it's such a joke, and like, it's very teachable. Like, if you want to be in charge in America, in a state, in a county, in, you know, heaven forbid, the whole thing, if you just pretend to care about America, because they don't care about these people, you know what I mean? They think this is a political lane, so they'll go to bat, but they don't care. So I'm like, if you're going to pretend to care, at least pretend to care about Americans. We're the ones that are going to vote, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Jimmy Fail, our guest from Fox Across America. You know, I know you were watching the election, special election in Tennessee yesterday. I am amazed and maybe a little worried that this crazy Afton Bain came as close as she did to getting elected down there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, the thing about it is Nashville voted for the woman who said she hates Nashville. Isn't that funny? Like, when you look at the map of Tennessee, the whole state voted red except downtown Nashville. And what is the insanity of that? Because she's like, yeah, you know, I hate bachelorette parties and country music. Imagine we run for mayor of Vegas and we're like, I hate blackjack and hookers. You know, everybody be like, hey, wait a minute.
Now, I will say, I lived in Nashville, and the bachelorette parties were annoying. But how stupid are you
They're
to say that as a politician?
Yeah, they're a nuisance. I know that. It's like what she was trying to say, it's the way New Yorkers talk about Times Square. We don't love Times Square because, you know, I'm not a big fan of getting pickpocketed. And of course, it's crowded and it's traffic and everything else. But the point is, those statements would be excusable if they didn't also come with the other default left-wing positions of defund the police and abolish ICE. Which are problems. I mean, growing up, you all know this, okay? We all played two games as little kids, cops and robbers and cowboys and Elizabeth Warrens.
Yes.
Okay? And we all knew. We all knew the cops are the good guys. So how have they forgotten that now?
It's pretty amazing to watch. Jimmy Fail, we appreciate you, my friend. We'll be listening later today.
Rock and roll.
All right. We'll see you later. Jimmy Fail there. Coming to the factory Saturday, January 24th. Get your tickets now. Go to 971talk.com/events. We're all going to be there. It's going to be a great time. Coming up, we'll get to Taylor Riggs from the Fox Business Network. Talk more about these children investment accounts. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
100 deals a day. I choose one.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in circles.
The most valuable commodity I know of is information.
Who is that girl?
I'm Taylor Riggs.
Taylor, what do you think of your new intro there?
This sounds awesome. I love the music. I'm pumped for this Wednesday. Let's do it.
You know, I saw a few minutes ago, Taylor Riggs, our guest from the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network, that the Dow is up, although the jobs data that came out showed an unexpected drop. Am I correct?
Yes. Do you want me to tell you why?
Please explain that.
Bad news is good news.
Okay.
Because it means the Fed is finally going to cut. We were at like 80% odds yesterday, and that number absolutely went up after this jobs number. Bad news is good news. The Fed has our back. They're going to cut interest rates next week. It's going to be a boost to the economy and, yes, to the stock market. And so we're sort of in this environment right now where bad news is good news, because that means that we're going to be rescued from the Federal Reserve. So, look, a lot of people, though, the worries why you have the S&P and the NASDAQ flat to negative, a lot of the concerns are the Federal Reserve is behind. By the time you get a negative jobs report, it's too late. The Fed should have already been cutting. So I expect to see a lot of this volatility where, okay, yes, they're cutting. That's good news for the stock market and for the economy. But are they too late? And how much pain do we have to go through before the Fed really starts to intervene and help? So we're kind of in that push-pull.
I can't wait till Scott Bessent gets in front of a microphone today. And I hope his message to the Fed people is, look, we were telling you this all along. What were you waiting for?
Yeah. So I love that you mentioned that. He is in front of a microphone.
Oh, is
he's speaking
good?
At the New York Times Dealbook Conference. And he literally just said, I had the headline cross the wire, that it's time for the Fed. Certain sectors of the economy have weakened. And yes, we need interest rate cuts. But he does highlight that the Fed chair only has one vote. You have a lot of other members on that Fed that get a vote. And I think now, obviously, they're going to be more in favor of a cut than not. That there's a group of them who all need to vote on this. I will say just one caveat, because we don't have the government report on jobs data, we're relying on the private sector ADP number. I just want to be really cautious. There is not a great correlation between the ADP report and what we typically get from the government. Now, we're not getting government data because of the shutdown, but this is all we have. But it's not always perfect. So I don't want to totally say, oh my gosh, ADP number shows that we're having job losses and therefore the Fed needs to cut. But it's just the only data point that we have because we don't have the government data. But historically, there hasn't been great correlation with the jobs numbers and the ADP report. I just wanted to put that out there.
Taylor, I'm sure you were thrilled like I was to see this information about the Trump accounts, the Dell family donating all this money where they're going to put in $1,000 for babies.
Yes.
And they won't be able to take it out till they're 18, but you can
invest, right?
Let's do it. Right? Yes,
you
and
me,
I.
Girl.
We got to crank out more kids because it's valid till what, 2028? Like, what do you know about this? Because there was something I thought with the Big Beautiful Bill that was very similar, but it sounds like this is different.
Yes. Okay, so the Big Beautiful Bill that obviously was signed into law on July 4th of earlier this year does do that. No income qualifications, just allows you, the government, to invest $1,000 on your behalf. You may contribute to that, and then at the age of 18, use it for certain expenses like a house, higher education, a car, you know, whatever. The Dell family has done something very interesting where part of it is going to go to certain low-income zip codes to help underprivileged children. And then they can also add a certain amount for people like you and me.
Okay.
But it is sort of a different program. What is interesting about this is there's a few headlines I've read this morning. This shows a really good pathway for billionaires to give away their charity. The Dell family has said, investing in our children, making sure, Scott Bessent has said this about the Trump accounts, making sure children have a stake in the outcome of the finances of America is crucial. This is one of the best ways to do that. Now, we could debate some of the things I don't like about this is it sounds like kind of those baby bonds where we were giving like a universal basic income feeling to it, which I don't love. That feels like a handout in socialism. But what I do love about this program is it teaches us about the importance of compound interest. So it is not $1,000 today that you're going to get when you're 18. It is $1,000 with a compound interest over 18 years that could balloon into tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars if you keep it invested over a long period of time.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to say the reason that this makes sense is that there are people out there who've got the discipline to do this. The vast majority of people don't. So giving these kids this leg up where it's controlled by the parents, but the parents can't take the money out, but
right,
they can contribute to it if they want to.
Yep.
These kids are going to have a huge advantage 18 years from now.
Absolutely. It's like a glorified retirement account. But instead of investing when I get my first job at, 25,
mm-hmm,
I'm starting now when my child is born. And so I like that it really sets kids up for success. And we've been talking a lot about like this renter's economy versus an ownership economy. I want kids to be owners. I want them to have a financial stake in the success of America.
Right.
I want them to know compound interest, financial literacy. If I give $1,000 now, look what it can grow to in 18 plus years. How does the health of America impact the health of my livelihood as well? Look, affordability, and that word is the buzzword of the day, right? And so I think this tries to help solve that in many respects. So I love that it, is qualified for every kid between, 25 to 2028 if you're born. But they're not, everyone is thrilled about this, though, I will say, because I think there's a lot of people without kids who feel like this is just another giveaway. It's going to cost another couple $1 billion, and we're already at $37 trillion in debt, and how are we going to pay for it? And so we could nitpick about those ideas, but overall, I actually am pretty excited about this.
I hope the parents, though, when the kid turns 18, then they would have the right to, the parents wouldn't be able to still take that money and spend it on their own.
Because the
child's 18, they would have, they'd be the only one. The only thing I feel bad about, Taylor, is my older son and your older daughter, right, who won't have that.
Yep. So that's where I think Michael Dell is starting to come in, where he's going to, part of his program is for kids under the age of 10 who don't qualify this, but there are certain limits in terms of a poor income and a poor zip code and all of that. Part of this is to solve the fertility crisis, but I don't think that that's actual, as you and I know, if the government gives me $1,000 to invest for 18 years, that's not going to be the reason I have another kid.
No.
Right.
That gives me like a week of diapers. But if they're trying to get to the root problem about financial literacy and really helping kids feel like when they grow up at 18, they can't afford a house or they can't afford private, you know, a college education or a trade school or whatnot.
Well, people are just learning more about it, but you're right. It's eye-opening that somebody's willing to give away $6.25 billion. Yeah. And there's so many other billionaires out there that have talked about giving their money away. Maybe they'll do the same thing, right?
And this is a pathway for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the great headlines I read, I think, on Bloomberg this morning is this donation shows other billionaires. This is a really good, tangible outcome where it's giving money directly. You're not funneling it through some charity where half of it goes to administration costs. Like, this is a real tangible outcome that people like you and me understand, know, can benefit from. And what I love about this is Michael Dell showed that was a private sector way to do it. If the government actually cut all of our taxes, you and I would be much more willing to give to charity, would
right.
be much more willing to do things like this. NYU calls me and they ask for money. And I say, unfortunately, I can't because you've already taken half my money to the federal government.
Right.
If they did that, you know, I think more billionaires would actually be willing to do this and give directly to charity. So this shows a really, I think, important pathway for people to give directly if they want and if they feel called to do so.
Taylor, have a great week. We appreciate you. Thank you.
You too. My pleasure.
All right. We'll see you later. Taylor Riggs there, Fox Business, The Big Money Show. You can watch her there this afternoon on Fox. She's great. Love having her on here. But by the way, speaking of diapers costing so much, just a shout out to the Students for Life organization at Westminster Christian Academy. They used my truck yesterday to transport the results of their diaper drive. So they collected diapers and they dropped them off at Our Lady's Inn down in South City off Compton, where they have mothers with newborns who are down on their luck or, you know, lower income, and they need those diapers, which are incredibly expensive,
oh,
as you know, and wipes and all of that stuff. So we took all that down there and dropped it off yesterday, and they were very grateful
for that.
That's
really cool.
Yeah,
those moms will really, really appreciate that.
Yes, they will. You bet. All right. We'll be back here in just a minute. Great story about a veteran who just through the generosity of his community has just had $1 million basically handed to him. We're going to explain that when we come back. All right, welcome back. Trying to play some audio here, Ethan. And for some reason, somebody, probably named Mark, turned the audio off on his computer. And therefore, when I tried to play the bite, it didn't work. It happens to me far too often. But it's Channel 5's fault because their website constantly autoplays crap when it shouldn't. Here's what Rosie O'Donnell said this morning or yesterday on this podcast with former CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta, who just couldn't agree with her more on everything.
And smashing her hand on the table. And I said, wow, honey, what are you thinking? And she said, he made us move in order for our own safety. And it's now he's destroying the country. You know, listen,
wow.
She lives here. She hears what I'm saying to you. Not that I go around speaking like this every day if it's not an interview, but I think to myself, you don't want to give this to her. You know, whatever this thing is of me thinking that I have to somehow stand in defiance of him. No, I don't. Somebody can tap me out, you know. I did 22 years. I don't really need to do anymore. And I don't want my kid to be so affected by it. And, you know, she has autism.
But she recognizes what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah. So Rosie O'Donnell is so short-sighted. She doesn't realize that she's having her mental illness is spilling over to her child. It's such a lack of awareness. The woman moved out of the country because she couldn't stand the fact that Trump was president. Her 11-year-old autistic non-binary child now throws fits and curses at Donald Trump for forcing them to move when it was his mom's fault and mental illness all along that actually caused the problem. Unbelievable. I had to play that bite in its entirety so you could hear it. And Jim Acosta is agreeing with her on every turn. All right, let me tell you about Army veteran Ed Bombas. Ed is 88. He works full-time at a grocery store up in Brighton, Michigan, because 13 years ago, when General Motors filed for bankruptcy, they took away his pension, and he had to go back to work. So he works 40 hours a week at a grocery store to make ends meet because he doesn't have enough income. His wife got sick about the same time, so the poor guy had to go back to work. Well, when they found out about it, what was going on with him at the store, I don't know if it was a fellow employee or one of the customers, they went on the internet and they put a GoFundMe up that's raised $1.18 million as of Wednesday morning. Isn't that fantastic?
Those GoFundMe pages just take off.
It's crazy. So they did a post with the guy. He found out about it and he was crying. He just so overjoyed that that people came through for him. And that at 88, he can finally stop working. What a great story. I love stories like that when people step up and help the fellow man like that. That's fantastic. All right, that's going to do it for us. The Kilmeade Show will be in here next. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. We'll talk a little bit more about what could be some pretty significant budget cuts in store for St. Louis County. We'll get to all that and more for you tomorrow morning. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.